God's presence is amazing, and you know what's so, I love the way he shows up when we're all together. Like, you can have those times when you're alone in worship and in your house, and it's really special, but then when you're all together, isn't there just something, like, almost magical about it? Like, powerful and amazing. So, yeah. Now we know why God says, come together in worship, right? We should listen to him. Sometimes I think God knows what he's talking about. All the time. So, just in case we haven't met, I am Wendy Bizzott. I'm the co-lead pastor here at Mercy Vineyard, and we're just going to say our mission statement together. We are living, I saw y'all look up there, and go for the greater glory of God. You guys were getting it before it was even up there. Good job. So this morning we're continuing our four-part series called Transformation U, where we're talking about bringing positive change to our minds and our bodies and our spirits and our lives in general. And Lee talked last week about how the mind affects all of these other areas, right? Because we are complex, wonderful creations of God. So he made us so that all of those parts intersect, right? And so they all affect one another. And he talked about, though, how transformation begins in the mind. And we, a lot of times, will focus on behavior and we'll try to change behavior when really what we need to do is change the way that we think and let God transform the way that we think. And then the behavior just kind of follow suit, right? So we have to keep that in mind today as we talk about transforming our bodies. Transforming the body is a common New Year's resolution. It's actually for 2019, the people in the U.S., that's the top three resolutions I have to do with transforming the body. So number one is to diet or eat healthier. That's 71%. 65% said they want to exercise more, and then 54% said they want to lose weight. Those all kind of go together, right? But the people who said they want to lose weight, maybe they weren't, like, specifying. Anyway, so those are the top three. And then number six also relates to the body. They want to quit smoking. That's 21%. So you've kind of probably noticed this about our culture, though. It's kind of crazy. So during the holiday season, you see ads aplenty for all sorts of wonderful foods, like cinnamon rolls. I don't make cinnamon rolls like all year, and then I see the commercials at Christmas time, like, I have to have some cinnamon rolls. I must have them, right? It's crazy. And then January 1st, what happens? All that stops, and you see weight loss commercials and gym commercials and all sorts of, it's like, wait, you just told us to go buy the cinnamon rolls, and now you want us to come. It doesn't make any sense. So, and you know, people are making money off of our bad habits, aren't they? So there's no shortage of weight loss plans or products. They are everywhere you look, and there are exercise plans to choose from. You don't even have to, like, really dig to find articles or books or podcasts or whatever about fixing this, right? But I want to go beyond diet and exercise, though, because so much of life is taken up with the care and maintenance of our bodies. Amen. Don't you ever stand there getting ready in the morning and think, there's got to be an easier way. Why does this take so long? Right? Am I the only one? It's like, I wish I could just skip all this and just go to work, right? So it's kind of silly. We have to feed, exercise, clean, rest our bodies again and again and again every day. It never ends. And this morning I brushed my teeth, as I do every morning, and I do that most nights. And I say most nights because some nights I go, I'm skipping it. I just feel a little rebellious. I just feel like, I don't want to do this tonight. And I know that sounds silly, but, like, it just feels like the care of our bodies sometimes is so relentless. It's just all the time. and we just don't want to do it. And we want to move on to like the real aspects of living. At least I do. So when I'm, you know, showering, getting ready, I just want to skip to the real part of life. So the thing is, though, our relationship with our bodies is not all caregiving, right? We receive a lot of pleasure from our bodies, whether it's enjoying a juicy, crisp apple. Aren't they the best when they're crisp and not mealy? No. Or our Honeycrisp is my favorite. Yes, Honeycrisp. Or if you're like me in the summer, or, well, any time of year, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, you just kind of go, oh, right? I'm like a cat in the winter, so if the sun comes in, is on the carpet, that's where I am, like, sitting in it, oh, right? And I lost my place. Oh, and when we go for a walk or a run and we get to feel the stretch in our legs and the movement, we receive pleasure, right? Yes, we do. So as I do brush my teeth every day and most nights because I want to experience the goodness of tacos for as long as I live. So I'm going to keep these things in good shape, right? So our culture has this horribly unbalanced view concerning our physical body, right? We either think too much about them or we think too little about them, care too little. And they both lead to an unbalanced life. They both lead to bad consequences, both sides of the spectrum. So I think sometimes, though, as believers, we tend to separate our physical selves from the spiritual. We concentrate on the spiritual more, which, okay, that's good. But I think that we put our physical selves separate from our spiritual. We put them into separate categories. And Christianity through the ages has often had one of two views regarding our bodies. So either we ignore the body in favor of spirituality, or we obsess and we focus on policing sexual conduct and seeing our bodies as a source of evil. The desires that we have are wrong, right? Isn't that what some of us grew to believe, right? But the Christianity of the Bible values and honors the body. And at its root, it's an embodied faith. So we believe in the incarnation. Christ came in a body, and he had to maintain that body just like we have to maintain ours, right? He slept, he ate, he groomed, he walked, he did all the things. He also seemingly enjoyed good long dinners, since some of his critics called him a drunkard and a glutton, right? So it would seem that he would want us to enjoy our bodies, right? But the things that the Bible calls us to in regards to our bodies, like sexual purity or moderation in food and drink, keeping ourselves healthy, that is in there, they're not because of a disdain for the body. The Bible tells us those things because there's an understanding that our physical selves are an integral part of our life in Christ. So the Bible talks about those things because our physical selves are an integral part of our life in Christ. So our thought life, our emotional health, our spiritual health, and our physical health are all important to God. Because what we do with our bodies and what we do with our souls is intertwined. It's all connected. So our thoughts affect our bodies. Like Lee was talking about last week about the way that we think, right? It can affect our health. It affects our bodies. And our bodies affect our emotions oftentimes, right? And our bodies affect the capacity at which we're able to impact the world around us. Would you agree with that? Yeah. So how we treat our bodies is a spiritual thing. And we're going to talk about that, but I'm going to pray first. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you here. We thank you that you are here and that your presence is here and that we are sensing you. And I just ask that you would open our ears to hear you speak, that we would open our hearts just to be soft and pliable in your hands, and that you bring transformation, God, that you would change the way that we think In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to start off by going back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We read this last week, but it pertains to what we're talking about this morning. So let's look at it again. The Apostle Paul says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." So, the one thing I want you to remember this morning is this. How we treat our bodies is an act of worship. I noticed that Paul didn't, he says, "I plead you to give your bodies to God." Right? He didn't just say souls. He said bodies. And this is the way to worship him. So this is something we're going to have to wrap our brains around. Because remember, transformation begins in the mind. And until we understand and believe that this is true, that treating our bodies well is an act of worship, then it'll be difficult to make any real changes. How we care for our bodies is a response to God's creative goodness. So he declared us what? At the beginning, he declared us very good, right? And so he also took on flesh himself, and he redeemed our souls and our bodies. So how do we experience transformation in this area? The first thing is this, and this is obvious, but we need to hear it again. Develop a new mindset regarding the importance of your body to God. We have to change our mindset, and we have to realize our body is important to God. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 6, 13 through 15. It says this, "You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies." I don't think we can get any more clear than that. The Lord cares about our bodies, right? "And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ?" That's pretty straightforward, wouldn't you say? God cares about our bodies. Culture gives us three, well, there's an overarching view in our culture that the main idea or the main purpose of our body is our bodies are primarily a means of pleasure. Would you agree? So we kind of tend to fall into three main categories. One, we see it as a tool for meeting our needs and desires. Or maybe we ignore its needs and we eat and drink whatever we want and we don't exercise because it's hard. It is hard. So that would be like neglecting it. Or we believe it should be flawless. So we do everything that we can to fight aging and we obsess about our appearance. There's a lot of that, right? And that's not healthy either. So what is Scripture telling us? If God cares about our bodies, and Scripture tells us that our bodies belong to him, they're his. He created our bodies, and he expects us to use them the way he intended. They work within a particular framework. And when we step out of that framework, we not only deal with the consequences of that, but we're also kind of fueling an autonomous view of life. We're kind of going, I'm going to do things my way. And we do that with a lot of things, don't we? But if we know that God created our bodies to work within a certain framework, and we decide to do otherwise, and then we get surprised by the results, right? What? And then don't we talk about like our bodies betraying us? Yeah. But we need to understand also that God is not a killjoy, because within the framework that he gave us, he gave us ways to experience pleasure, right? He didn't have to make food tasty. He did not have to make sex enjoyable. But he did. So, when we do things his way, we get to enjoy what he's made without suffering the consequences later. But when we step out of that framework, there are consequences, right? So we got to change our mindset. The next thing is this. Realize that you are a steward of his creation. So I don't think any of you would argue with me that we are called to take care of God's creation, right? We believe in caring for the planet. We believe in doing our part to not waste the resources we have been given. Everybody would agree with me on that, correct? Yes. Our bodies are part of that creation. Your body is part of that creation. That is creation care. It's so we're commissioned to care for our bodies like we would take care of something very precious that belonged to someone else. And that leads me right into my next point, which is this. Begin to view your body the way God does. So what's our response when we see a beautiful sunset or a majestic mountain range or a gorgeous beach? We're just in awe, right? Oh, so beautiful. And we appreciate the beauty of creation in front of us. But what do many of us do when we look in the mirror? Right? We count our flaws. We immediately see all the things about us that are imperfect, don't we? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God?" So when we nitpick and we grumble against our bodies and we treat it like a separate entity and we only look at the negative, it's like looking at the Grand Canyon and rolling your eyes. Right? If the Grand Canyon was God's creation and you are God's creation, shouldn't you look at it with the same awe and reverence? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? So you are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says it, so it's true. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you need to start telling yourself that. You need to start believing it. God put his spirit inside of us, and then we become a residence for his love. He lives inside of us. So let me ask you, this building right here is dedicated to the worship and service of God, right? This building is dedicated to God. Whatever he wants done in here is done. So let's say somebody came in here and vandalized it and tore it apart and put graffiti on the walls. Would you say that's a crime? Yeah, I think we'd all agree that's a crime, right? Whether it's dedicated to God or not. But we would think of it as a crime. So then we, though, abuse and vandalize God's temple, our bodies, when we deprive them of rest and sleep, or when we overeat, or when we drink too much, or when we fail to care for them. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So I want to encourage you today with this verse, as we think about how we treat our bodies being an act of worship. If we read the next verse in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 says, "For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." Now, we know that something is worth only whatever someone is willing to pay for it, right? So your house, even though you might think it's worth a certain amount, it's only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. Through Jesus paying the price for us, we see what we are worth to God. Right? I mean, he paid the highest price for you. And so if you're worth dying for, don't you think God wants you to take good care of yourself? You guys are so quiet. I mean, it's true for all of us. So when we talk about caring for our bodies, we have to look beyond just our I mean, come on, our culture tells us we have to be in perfect shape, but that's not what we're talking about here. I think you guys know that, right? We're talking about honoring God with our bodies and how we treat ourselves, and that honors God. So if you bought $1 million racehorse, would you feed it junk food and keep it up all night? No, right? You would like protect your investment. That is an investment. And Jesus made an investment in us. He gave his life for us. And you know, we think about this life. Yes, this life is temporary and these bodies are temporary. But don't we want to do the best with what he has given us and the time he's given us? They're part of the resources that he's given to us while we're on this earth. And if we feel it's important to pick up trash outside and take care of the environment, then we should be taking care of this as well. And how we treat ourselves is an act of worship. And maybe you don't think about your body enough, maybe too much, but I want to challenge you today to begin to see it as an important part of your walk with Christ, because it is, and it affects every other part. So when our bodies aren't working properly, what starts happening with our mind and our emotions start to spiral, don't they? And yet we do it all the time. I mean, I'll be the first to raise my hand. I know what makes me struggle emotionally. Like, I know if I eat that, or if I don't go to bed now, I'm going to pay for that tomorrow. But I still do it. And so the only way to change that is by changing my mindset about who do I belong to and what am I worth? Really? So maybe you tend to count up your flaws. Maybe you, when I said, when you look in the mirror, what do you say? What do you see? So maybe that's you. And or maybe you obsess about your appearance and you're constantly thinking about it and working on it. Or maybe you see yourself as unworthy of care. Or maybe your mindset has been tainted by religious teaching. And so as a result, you felt like God is holding out on you from enjoying life, and so you've taken the reins in how you treat your body. It's still his. And maybe you just felt like you can't get it together. And I felt like when we were in worship and God was saying, stop saying I can't, I feel like that was part of this. That maybe there are people here this morning, they're saying, I just can't. I can't change. I can't. This is just me. I can't. And he's saying, that's not true. You can. Right? And it is a discipline. And maybe you're feeling defeated in this area. It is a discipline to go to bed when you should. It is a discipline to eat the way you should. It is a discipline not to to drink too much or, you know, all the things that we do, right? But God gives us the ability to do the things he asks us to do. And so if he asks us to take care of our bodies, he's going to make a way for you to take care of your body. So I want to take just a few minutes. What time is? Yeah, we got time. So I want to take a few minutes. And this is not going to be easy, but I'm going to ask you to do it anyway because I think it's what God wants us to do. So I want you to take just 2 minutes, and I want you to pair up, and I want you to talk to each other about this is the question you're going to answer. What do you need to do today to begin transformation in this area? And I don't want you to say, well, I need to eat more vegetables. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in terms of the way that you think about your body. Like, do you need to put something on your mirror that says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that you read every morning out loud to yourself, right? I'm smart enough. right? Good enough? Gosh darn it, people like me. Whatever. Is that what you need to do? Or do you need to, care about yourself enough to go to bed on time? I mean, I don't know. I know what I need to do, but I want you to think about and talk about that with someone for 2 minutes. So go ahead and pair up, and then we'll come back together and pray.